Olympic disqualification. The stamp collecting report. I'm Lloyd DeVries. For the first time in 32 years, the U.S. Postal Service won't issue a stamp or stamps for the Olympics. And the reason is licensing fees. The Postal Service won't pay them. It feels it's an honor to be on a stamp, and it shouldn't have to pay for the privilege. Last summer, reporters were shown a set of four stamps commemorating Olympic sports: beach volleyball, hurdles, diving, and javelin. But there was no use of the O word. Instead, the Postal Service called this issue Athletes in Motion. We were told that until just before the briefing, these had been the Olympic stamps. But the International Olympic Committee insisted on licensing fees. The U.S. Postal Service refused. This has happened before. Each time, the Postal Service just removed the words Olympics and Games and the five-ring Olympics logo and substituted something else. That was the plan this year, but now the issue is off the schedule. The last time there wasn't an Olympics issue, in 1980, it was because the U.S. was boycotting the Moscow Games. It's likely we'll see these designs sometime in the future, maybe even 4 years from now, if the Olympic Committee becomes more reasonable. Yes, it's about money, but don't let anyone tell you it's because of the Postal Service's big budget problems. It's all about greed and control. I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more on stamps and stamp collecting, and to see a schematic of the unique layout for these stamps, visit virtualstampclub.com.